climate activists are calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to strengthen the state's commitment to reducing vehicle emissions. WXXI's Beth Adams talked to David Alisea of the Sierra Club on Tuesday morning, just before he drove his electric vehicle to Albany to deliver thousands of signed petitions to the governor's office.
Yeah, so my plan is to head out today, get there early, and on Thursday we'll then be delivering the petitions to the governor's office.
How many signatures do you have?
We actually have over 7,500 as of today. We're still collecting some, so hoping to ramp that number up over the next few days.
That's just from Rochester, Western New York?
So that's from across the state. So with me, I have about half of those.
What exactly would you like the governor to do?
We really think it's important in the state of the state to commit the state to reducing transportation pollution 55% by 2035. We've done the analysis. It's an achievable goal. We can do it, and it'll set New York as a leader in the sector.
When you say reduce transportation emissions, are you talking about state-owned vehicles, public transportation, or in general?
So all on-road vehicle emissions, so that's from state vehicles, personal vehicles, and even light-duty trucks.
I know that the Cuomo administration previously had a goal of increasing the number of electric vehicles on the road by 2 million by 2030. How does that square with the reductions you would like to see?
So it really would ramp it up. You know, we would be pushing further. And it's also really important, the goals that New York has set for electric vehicles in the past, we are not on track to meet those goals. You know, right now we have 40,000 electric vehicles on the road. We really need to go much further and faster if we're going to meet the climate targets that were passed this legislative session. And so, you know, given the new updates from that, we really need to ramp up more.
It really sounds like consumers would have to be convinced that electric vehicles are the way to go.
So consumers are more and more making that choice, but there are things where the state can make it easier for consumers to do that. We can increase the amount of electric vehicle rebates. We can increase access to charging stations. Those types of solutions can really help resolve issues like range anxiety that folks have to do it. And so, you know, people have to make the individual decision, but what we need to make it as easy as possible for folks to make this choice.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.